Welcome to US 99's Show After the Show with Melissa, Austin, and Court.
I'm not hearing myself. Can you guys hear me?
I'm hearing you just fine.
Now I hear. My headphones were down. Hey, welcome in.
Hey.
To the Show After the Show. Melissa and Austin's, is it Melissa and Austin's Show After the Show, right?
If that's what we want to call it.
Yeah, let's call it that, I guess. The Show After the Show. Got Austin, Melissa, and Court with us.
We sound so excited.
I know.
Oh my God.
I know, yeah.
We got Austin, Melissa, and Court's with us.
Oh my God. So, we're just tired.
Essentially, what we want to do with this podcast is just give it kind of more real estate, off-the-air real estate, where we can just kind of talk, dive deeper into topics, whether it be about our personal lives or things that happened on the show or maybe behind the scenes, whatever it may be. I feel like this is just our space to just talk about whatever.
Well, I think so too, but I also feel like we're new, so this is like a great. I got my Invisalign.
Okay.
In.
Yep. And I was.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's our first topic,
it's
right
like
there.
Rule number one of broadcasting: no gum, no Invisalign.
Oh my God. So if I'm lisping, yeah, I'm lisping, and that's why.
Yeah, you're like, well, why does Melissa sound different on this podcast than on air? It's because she's got her Invisalign braces on, and if you're like, well, does she sound that weird in person? Yes, trust me.
Oh, she's setting it on the table.
Ew.
Okay, well, I'll put it in my lap where you can see it, Court.
Oh,
there,
my
gosh. You're
going
to have to stare at it.
Oh.
Look at it.
My
retainer
in high school, I still like, I can see that. I almost said, see that thing. Like, I have one in. But I can still see my retainer from high school, and I don't even want to look at yours because I know what mine looked like. Oh, I can still smell it.
Well, we always have a joke about, what is it, adult braces Austin, where he's like, hey, guys, look, having braces as an adult is a totally normal thing.
Well, now I just proved that it is because I have them.
It's relatable.
Invisalign Melissa. That's our newest character. But I love where the show is at, and I love doing the show every morning. Can I say that? Is that a good thing to say?
I'm glad that you do.
And I'll add on to that. That's rare for me. Very rarely have I enjoyed coming into work.
Right. Yes, yes.
And I finally do.
In radio, it is very hit or miss. More times miss than hit. When you you work at a good station and with a good team of people. And I did we strike gold?
I think we actually struck gold. But I think we agreed on that probably, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago? We already knew. We're like, okay, something's good here.
Yeah.
This is good. And I think anybody who maybe is new to tuning in to the show, it's important to know that this is brand new. I did not know Austin one bit before we got together.
Melissa, can I be honest, and this may take you down a peg in the ego realm, I didn't even know you were a person coming into this year.
I had heard stories.
Oh no, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah,
great stories about you.
Oh really?
Not so great stories about other people.
Oh wow, I had no idea. This is the first time hearing
that.
This.
I kind of wish I would have heard those stories. Court, I didn't know you were a human coming into this year either.
But parents forget about me.
Oh my God, you crack me up. Well, it's equally true that I didn't know about you guys yet either.
Right.
But I mean, we're all like one big family now.
Yes.
And you and I have, Austin, have only been on the air for, what, 2.5 months?
May 10th was our start date. That was my dad's birthday, so that's how I remember that.
Oh, here I am. I was all excited. I'm like, oh, you remember it like it's an anniversary.
No, that's why. That's how I remember my dad's birthday. It's the day we launched our show.
He's also a freak with birthdays. How many days until your birthday?
It's 60.
Is that real?
I don't 60? Know. It was so.
He knew it yesterday. He was like, oh, hey, by the way, guys, yeah, like 61 days
it was
until my
three,
birthday.
Yeah, or no, yesterday was 3 months till my birthday.
And your birthday
is
when?
90 days. October 21st.
Okay.
I'm not a big birthday guy, but I'm ramping it up because it's funny, I think.
I'm going to pull this audio in October. We're like, guys, it's my birthday month.
No, now that is one thing. I am not a birthday month guy or even a birthday week guy.
Okay.
Your birthday is your birthday.
I like the birthday week thing, to be honest with you.
You would.
And how come my birthday is before your birthday? Well, mine's October 7th.
We don't need to talk about that.
Yes, we do. Court, when's your birthday?
February 20th.
Oh, so you just had one. You're, well, not just.
Yeah, not just. He's an adult now.
Yeah, because you turned 30.
The big 3-0.
Did that feel weird? Can I tell you it felt weird when I turned 30?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, it's it was hard.
It's
like,
very
hard. It
made
me sick, a little sick to my stomach.
Well, I feel like the day I turned 32, it came with like new body aches. Like, I started making a new sound getting out of bed.
You're like, yeah, wait, did my elbow always creak?
29, nothing. The day I turned 30, I'm, oh.
Isn't it too?
I get that. Like, I get that. I'm feeling sore. And like, I've noticed that like, I can't do physical activity without stretching like a lot before and after now.
Yeah, it has to be after. That's the weird part.
I used to be the guy, I'd be like, wake me up in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. in the morning, and you're like, hey, we're playing basketball, or hey, we're, you know, we're going to play a game of softball. I would be like, boom, let's go. I go right then, and I play it, and game of flag football. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, because in your 30s, that all starts to change.
And then once you hit your 30s, it's like, oh my gosh, I need like a week's notice.
I was just going to say.
Prepare my body.
I need a full week because one, I have to get mentally prepared.
Right.
Like, oh, I have something to do after work. You're kidding me.
Right.
Well, I think what even adds to that is that, you know, foods. Like, oh, I just can't digest that the way I used to.
Metabolism is different.
Oh, my gosh. The metabolism. Oh, it has slowed down so much.
Isn't it bad?
It's very bad. And I don't know. I always see those ads. Like, if you listen to a lot of sports talk radio, which I come from the world of sports talk radio.
And I don't.
You do not, which I'm... But you listen to a lot of sports talk radio, right?
No.
Yeah, no, I bet you listen
to a lot. I've actually
never
listened to it before. I don't want to offend anybody, but it's just like,
you're not a sports girl. In fact, you're the farthest thing from a sports girl. If you told me like, hey, I don't even know how to spell sports.
But I played sports.
What sports did you play?
I was on Parcheesi. Varsity volleyball.
That's a board game. No, so volleyball.
I played varsity volleyball, and I was Poms. As a pom girl.
Isn't that's cheerleading?
I'll count it a sport.
It's dance.
Oh, dance. Okay.
There's a little more to it than cheerleading.
Dance. Yeah.
There's more rhythm. Okay.
Yeah, and right. I even went and from pom camp. Here's my one little brag, because that's all I got, is I got picked to go perform on a dance troupe at Walt Disney World.
Really?
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Okay. My sister was a cheerleader. And so like, I used to get a free trip to Disney World every year because they would compete at nationals. That was always fun.
Oh, cool.
And you get was to like really go fun? Down there and like ride on rides, right?
Was it really fun?
Well, yeah.
Sometimes, like in your off time.
Well, of course. Yeah. That was part of the whole deal, because we performed there and SeaWorld.
Because I dated a cheerleader, so I had to go sit through these events. And let me tell you, not very fun to watch.
Why?
The cheerleading?
The cheerleading events in high school?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Why are they not fun to watch?
If you've ever seen the
movie, 4 hours.
If you've ever seen the movie.
It was a long time of sitting there.
Bring it on, the cheerleading movie.
Yeah, I love it.
I've never seen it because I vowed to myself in middle school, I've never seen it, but I've heard about it, and I heard there's a little middle school boy in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was that middle school boy who like hated cheerleading because I was dragged to all the competitions and all of that. And I love my sister, but I hated the cheerleading competitions. And because they're all the same. They all do dance, cheer, dance. And they're all like, they got the fakest. They like, go, Warriors, go. You know, like just the whole.
Well, yeah, it was nice to use as a spelling lesson.
Yes. W-A-R-R-I-O-S.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys. Hey, they have the cheerleading and the dance competitions on ESPN.
I know.
I love watching that stuff.
Yeah. Is it ESPN or is it like ESPN3?
I'm surprised Melissa even knew what ESPN was.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm such a chick. I
don't even... How do we get
to
sports?
Oh,
so I brought up sports talk because low T, there's a lot of commercials for low T. Because we're talking about
which brings
30s.
Me to my new endorsement.
I'm sorry, I'm going back.
What?
Yeah, which is this podcast
are you having,
to you by.
Are you having issues?
No. But I'm like, but I also would I know if I was having issues? Because like I hear the commercials and it's like, guys, are you like short or?
Yeah.
You know, having trouble in the bedroom and all
Austin,
that. Like, I'm not.
No,
I'm not.
Then you would know.
Well, yeah, I would know if I was having trouble in the bedroom.
But what if it was just, it was just one time.
Right. My wife's pregnant, so clearly I'm not. But no, like it's, but like the energy thing, I'm like, and like my metabolism is slowing down. Is that all part of low? Like, am I getting to the age? Like, when will I know if my T is low?
Oh my God.
See, this is nothing.
This is something that
girls never have to worry about because females don't have testosterone, right? It's estrogen.
Estrogen.
Well, we have testosterone.
Do you have low levels of testosterone?
Low E levels?
We have levels of it. But we have to worry about estrogen.
Do you have low E levels?
I'm sure. I think after 35. Or I think they start declining after 30 or 35.
See, but you don't see those commercials. You don't see commercials for low E.
You don't see low E commercials. Well, then again, not on Sports Talk, at least.
Oh, my God.
No, I know nothing about any of that. But, yeah.
I just can't believe we went from braces to...
Yeah, I don't even know how we got here.
Cheerleading to
yeah, we had a cheerleading
break
in there.
To low testosterone.
It is... I don't know. And that's a little bit of what you're going to get with this podcast. Just free-form conversation.
Oh,
where will we
God.
Go? Who knows?
Tune in next week when we reveal our T levels.
We should. We should all go get our T levels checked, including Melissa. And like, watch, Melissa will have a higher T level than both of us.
I'll be like, you guys are losers.
Yeah. She's like, wow, you guys, like, I don't know how to break this to you, but you guys do have low T levels.
Not that there's anything wrong with having low T.
No. If you have low T, look, listen to Sports Talk
we
Radio.
We have a product
they'll,
for you.
Yeah, they'll tell you how to fix it.
Oh, my God. This is going to be sponsored. I have a feeling.
I hope it
we
does.
We have to sell it now.
Yeah.
Did you hear the woman who's like, if you've got low T? Did you hear the commercials around it? Her voice?
No.
On the radio? You don't hear her?
No, I don't.
Oh, my gosh.
She
talks like this.
I feel like maybe I want low T now.
Do you have low testosterone? Do you need help? Because if you do, you need to call me because I can tell you who to talk to.
Ooh.
That's how she talks, just like this.
But when you call, it's not her.
She sounds
what do you want? You got low T? Yeah, take two a day.
Take two a day.
Side effects may include death, diarrhea.
And rambling on a podcast. It's like, oh, maybe I do have it. Oh, man.
Death!
Just death.
Well, it might be worth it. I do have low T. I got to weigh my options here. Life with low T. Death.
Or death.
Oh. That's what the commercial would be. Hey, you're fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and this is actually, speaking of death.
Oh, boy. Oh, your grandma. I'm sorry.
I was actually thinking about this the other day. Yeah, speaking of death,
okay, this is a weird transition.
No, I was thinking the other day. I was thinking the other day about how unhealthy I eat.
And it made you think of dying?
Well, no. It started making me think, like, if someone was like, okay, you can have this salad that's 100% healthy and you have 100% chance of living after eating this salad. Or you can eat this buffalo chicken wrap, but there's a 50% chance it's laced with cyanide. Like, I would probably still take the buffalo chicken wrap. Like, that's just who I am as a person. Like, I love them so much and I love eating unhealthy so much that I think I would be like, well, I'll take my chances.
So do I, but if it's going to kill me, well, I'll take the salad.
But only 50% chance.
Well, guess what? There is a restaurant in Chicago.
That laces their buffalo chicken wraps with cyanide.
No, but you know what they do? They actually serve blowfish.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
They serve blowfish, and I think they're one of the only restaurants, if not the only restaurant in Chicago, that if the there's a certain thing that's inside the blowfish, and if it isn't removed properly, it will kill you.
Oh, my gosh. That. I love that.
That is a true story.
And the restaurant's
called... Austin's going to start eating it every day.
Living on the edge.
If you want to.
And it's because they have that like black ink in them, don't they? Don't they? Aren't they like an octopus? Like they have the black ink that can kill you?
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never ordered it.
No?
Nor will you ever.
Yes. Could I get the blowfish, but could you hold the poisonous ink?
Could you hold the blow?
I thought you were going to say hold the blow. Actually, no.
No, actually. Yeah, can I get extra blow? Sorry. What? Okay.
All right. Side effects may include.
So that's pretty much what we've got for this podcast.
That's already too much.
As a legal thing, rate, review, and subscribe. I think we have to say that legally, right?
Thoughts expressed are that of us, not Odyssey
Inc. Yes, they're Melissa, Court, and Austin.